I'm Steve Miller reporting. A double suicide bombing in central Baghdad on Monday morning killed at least 38 people. The rush hour attack struck at the city's Tehran Square on Monday morning, and the explosion also wounded at least 105 more. The area around the square is usually crowded with laborers seeking work. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but bore the hallmarks of the Islamic State group, which has claimed such attacks before. Russian minister, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday accused the U.S. of trying to rewrite the nuclear deal with Iran, saying Washington was trying to do business on ultimatums and dictatorships. Lavrov said what the U.S. was trying to do was rewrite the text of the agreement and include things that would be unacceptable to Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said that he was waiving for the last time sanctions the U.S. agreed to lift under the 2015 deal, and that Congress and European partners had 120 days to come up with ways to fix what he called a disastrously flawed agreement. A stricken Iranian tanker that sank in the East China Sea Sunday has produced a large oil slick. The Japan Coast Guard said oil had spread over an area 13 kilometers long and 11 kilometers wide, although it said the slick was shrinking as patrol boats battled to contain it. The Sanchi's crew of 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis are all believed to have perished in the incident, which marks the biggest tanker spill since 1991, when 260 tons of oil leaked off the Angolan coast. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas presided over a two-day meeting of Palestinian Central Council in